Dance Fans Radio,
Australia's dumbest podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Well, this hey, this is us.
Oh, you've tuned in again, huh? Well, yep, Tom and Demi here.
Huh, you didn't hear me there. Hey. Hi, I'm Tom and Demi.
Can you think of anything hornier than starting a sentence with, hey, you? Like, I can only think of one thing, and it's like having full penetration sex, and even then it's like, that doesn't have the weight.
Once the penis is halfway inside the clunge, then you go, hey, you. That's how horny it is.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, now I'm actually horny.
Yeah.
Now this actually really has some weight behind it. Before that, it was just meat that happened to like hanging out inside other meat.
I can't
now
remember.
It's a cock inside a pussy.
Inside a crunk. I think we need a different word, you know? We've got cock, and cunt is a bit too much, you know?
Let me slick my guy in your crunk.
Hey, here's my crunk. Do you like it?
Oh.
Here's my garbanzo. I can't really think of any other stuff that's good for lunch hole, you know?
Yeah. Rough little garbage disposal you got down there.
That's my grunter.
I was asking our friend... Do fuck me.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And I'm
so,
really.
Male friend, Tom Straight, male
I'm
friend.
Really
it was a joke because it's funny to be gay.
No.
No, it's a very fun thing that we have in this conversation where I'm constantly encouraging the three men in it to fuck each other.
Yeah. And I'm asking them to grunt me down.
Yeah. Please grunt Tom down.
It was grunt me up and fuck me down.
Grunt me up and fuck me down, please.
Come on over here.
Please.
Grunt me up if you think you're good enough.
Guys.
Yeah. I'm
not even going to watch. I'm just going to know.
I think if you found out that your spouse had called someone else, like had just said, hey, you, to someone, that is grounds for divorce.
I'd divorce you.
That's emotional infidelity on a level so insane that it is above any other kind of any kind of carnal infidelity.
Yeah, I think if some meat-covered trash can sucked you off, I'd like be fine with it. But if they asked about your feelings, I would be so upset.
Yep. Yeah. Just thinking about the time that I think someone asking you, like your exact birth date.
What?
So they can do your fucking chart.
Me?
No, yeah, that is also
right, because somebody
and
did
if
do
you
that
give it to them
and did my chart.
You're a cheating woman.
Well, they also asked for yours.
Oh, well, okay, well, I guess we're a throuple now.
Well, they were very gay, but they also were like, oh, you're a double Libra, and then they found out that you were like a double Gemini and were like, whoa, it's so wrong, it's right,
God
or some
damn it.
Shit.
Yeah, know? That's the thing about my star sign is I've never received a single good word about it.
Double prick.
Yeah. Oh, hey, your two things. Somehow neither of them are good.
And
they're opposites also.
And them both being bad doesn't make it good.
Mm.
Crazy.
Oh, God damn it.
Your
having a star sign,
good.
It's four things and they all suck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Your hair looks so good.
Hey, thanks.
Can't stop looking at it.
Well, maybe tap that down, because I did have a second streaming this morning where someone in the chat was like, hey, how long ago did you bank that episode where Demi said your hair looked good?
Yeah, and I'm going to fight them because they're clearly either way too straight or way too gay, and I'm going to fucking turn them inside out.
No, I think that is a really funny way to address that.
Yeah.
I think it's really good.
I'm going to kill them.
Hey,
I'm
you received a compliment on air a while back. That was like a couple of years, right? You guys planned the episodes really far ahead.
As long as I don't say their name, I think it's legal and fine for me to say I'm going to cause you actual bodily harm.
No, don't.
What?
You're not going to do that.
I am.
It's funny to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to
it's funny
look
to
at,
hurt them.
It's funny to look at our setup and be like, it's likelier that Tom and Demi are somehow really prepared than that she actually thinks he looks good.
I think you look handsome and wonderful.
Yeah, well,
I want to tell you about a cowboy.
Okay.
Will you let me?
Yes. I got no counter spells on me, Demi. You go ahead. No responses.
Used up all your slots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did I for my storytelling ability. So I'm plumb out of cowboy stories for you, buddy.
Drat. Well, I guess I got to sit here. You with the ambition to tell about a cowboy and me with all the ears here to hear about it. But goddammit, no cowboy story to be found.
Oh, I wish I could tell you this dish.
Can I tell you the terrible way I thought of starting the podcast today?
Tell me about
it. I was walking up the stairs to record with you, and I was like, don't, whatever you do, don't start the podcast like this. Because I knew I would be the one to hit record and then start off.
Well, you didn't.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it, because I was like, if I hit record, I won't be able to stop from starting this sentence.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to the Captain Jack Sparrowcast.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah. We can't stop.
You will always remember this day as the moment you almost podcast Captain Jack Sparrow.
I was doing that to our friend the other day. I was doing that to Roz.
You were doing Captain Jack Sparrow to her?
Yeah, because I couldn't stop thinking about when I started doing Captain Jack Sparrow Twitch streaming at you.
I don't recall this.
It's literally on the podcast.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I thought you were saying Twitch streaming at me doing Captain Jack Sparrow. I thought you were saying you did it on Twitch.
No, I was I was talking to you about...
Oh, yes, this I remember.
Thank you for the sub.
We got a bounty and not the one that's on my head.
It's pronounced egregious fuck-up, savvy.
Egregious fuck-up is the one Twitch name you reference.
Do you know why? It's because Jack Sparrow actually says the word egregious when he's correcting a woman. A woman of the night?
Oh, my God. We should have seen it coming. Anyway.
We should have seen me coming. But we haven't, ever.
Do you get ads for the... I don't know what it looks like.
You're a dud root!
I don't know what I'm doing down there.
Why are you even down there if you're going to just yell?
I didn't like the scenery. And honestly, some peace and quiet.
Yeah. I've got trees growing at me, cunt. And Tom loves looking at him. Take a big drive.
Do you get ads for that thing? Like on Twitch, sometimes I get ads for podcasts.
I don't watch anybody that I'm not subscribed to.
Right. So I sometimes will like click on something just to find out like, you know, something about a game or check in on someone that I'm not subscribed to. And there's a podcast right now that has an ad, and the ad starts off with a beautiful young woman in quite a plunging top going, "I'm a sexologist."
Oh.
It's like a celebrity sexologist doing, it seems like the most fucking craven grab for listener numbers that they could find.
Oh, man. No, I don't know about that.
It's so bad. I want to...
No, the ones that I get are like, "Hi, I'm Kate Winkler Dawson, and I'm Paul Holes." And then they just...
And we found a big dossier of some of the bloodiest massacres in American history.
Not massacres, but they are historical murders.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Paul Holes is very cool.
Yeah. And all my ones are like, "My name is... Andy Kampkin, and I'm Brett Clamp, and we are taking a look at the funnier side of professional wrestling." The Max Fun Network needs to be sat down.
Get done.
Need to have a real talk with them about what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know? My dream has always been to end more podcasts than I start.
Yeah.
And I need to start ending some soon.
"Hi, I'm Tchotchke Biskin."
"And I'm Biz Markle."
"And we love woodworking, but we also suck on lollipops."
Come to the Wood Lolly Podcast.
"Well, we suck on a different lollipop each week, and sometimes give our take on pop culture."
That's the other thing about Max Fun Podcast. They're always laughing at each other in the ads.
Yes. They record like ads where they laugh at each other. My favorite ones are the ones where it's three people with identical voices and they all work in the same industry.
Mm.
Like, "Well, we walked in advertising for a long time. We sure did. And now we're here and ready to give our own takes on this, aren't we, Kevin?" "Yes, we are."
Yeah.
It's like, ah! Being surrounded by three identical faces in the dark.
Or one bipolar man.
I don't think bipolar is the one that does that. I think you're thinking of Split Disease, the disease from the movie Split.
Oh, DID, which people, I remember people being like, actually people really have DID, and that's really problematic. And then it has been so, so, so thoroughly debated about whether people actually have DID, because mostly it's just two separate murderers that were like, there are 40 wolves inside me.
Mm. I think that I'm going to turn you around and I'm going to gently back you away from taking a stance on a medical debate.
I don't have a stance. I'm just saying.
It sounds like you do.
No.
Because what you did just there was come in with the biggest stance possible.
No, that wasn't I didn't say this is my stance.
Okay.
I said people were like, it's one of those wonderful arguments where people were like, hey, I don't think you should be talking about mental health this way. Mm. And then a million people were like, well, one guy was actually really fucked up about it and then another guy copied him.
Oh, right.
That's all I'm saying was that one guy was like, yeah, there are like 30 people in my brain that want to murder people and there are 10 people who are like 5 years old.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So you're saying that the thing is that people are like, hey, this isn't really like a realistic portrayal of this.
Yeah.
And then people are like, actually, I think you'll find that split disease has manifested multiple times.
Exactly. And it was like the discourse overtook people being like, hey, I think it's actually kind of uncool to talk about mental health this way. And people are like, but this fucking nutter pretended.
You'll find that one man transforms into the beast, which gives him supernatural strength. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's just, it was one of those things where nobody was even able to have a conversation because everyone was like, I actually heard about this one guy.
Yeah.
Really stupid.
Demi, I'm going to spring something on you right now.
Oh, no. Okay. Is it Cowboy Bob?
No, it's not the cowboy. It's not the cowboy you want to talk about so much.
Okay, what are you springing on me? Because you keep looking at the timestamp, and I'm wondering why.
Well, that's because it's the only thing in the room that's moving apart from you. And sometimes,
look at me.
Yeah, but sometimes
I'm turning this
like,
away from you.
Okay, fine.
You can't look.
Okay, I want to do a movie podcast with you for the Patreon, and I want The Happening to be one of the movies.
Oh,
I am so due for a The Happening rewatch, and also I want to find out if The Happening was part of the M. Night Shyamalan movies. Did you know that the majority of his movies, like especially the ones in the modern day, just funded completely exclusively by him?
I did know this, yes.
I love that.
I don't think you'll be surprised to know that I'm completely enamored at arm's length with M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes.
Because all of the movies, I'm like, man, yeah, I get it. Like, yeah. It's funny that you're the guy that's like, I always have a twist, but I actually don't think he knows. I don't think he knows that he's the guy that has a twist because I think he just thinks, what is the coolest thing I could do to my movie?
Yeah.
And then he does it, but it's always a twist.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is I'm always grateful when a movie has a big twist.
I love it.
And there are other movies that have big twists, uh-huh. And it's always great.
Yeah,
because
Twister.
Even if you hate the movie initially.
Twister?
Okay, yeah, you put your hand up to say Twister
because
again.
You kept talking, but Twister had a big twist.
Yeah, you're
ooh,
right.
And Pulp Fiction.
And who can forget The Wrestler?
Yeah, what was
he's put
that?
In a particularly damaging finishing hold.
Ooh, and Saw 4, I think?
Mm-hmm. That's the one with a... Is it a head or a torso gets turned all the way around?
So it's the legs first, then it's the arms, then it's the torso, then it's the head.
Oh, boy. Leaving the best till last, in my opinion.
Right?
I think that M. Night Shyamalan... is a fascinating
you say
person.
That his name like so
wrong?
No, I don't think it's wrong. It's how it's spelt. But I think everyone decided we're not saying it like that anymore because we want to pretend that you know when people are like
I want to pretend like I've heard this said out loud
yeah.
first.
Yeah. So it's like it's spelt like Shyamalan and yeah. I reckon like that is more correct. But everyone's like it's Shyamalan.
Yeah.
You know? Like, because they're like, I'm saying it so quick that it sounds normal.
Yeah. Hey, act like you've been here before.
Yeah.
Shyamalan. Look, I don't fucking know. I've never...
I think yours is probably more correct.
I don't think it is, but I think that I just have said it. I don't
oh, you have
say
your
it
mom,
often enough yeah. to have looked it up.
You have the thing that your mum has where you have figured out the way that you like to say the word and you will say it with such confidence forever
yeah.
to the point where people don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. And that is interesting to hear from you, the craftsman behind Regalia, among other things.
What other things?
Oh, never mind. but yeah, I want to rewatch The Happening.
Yeah.
That's a banger movie. I can't wait to get it on, you know, whatever streaming service has it for the 2 weeks that it remains profitable for it to have it, whatever.
It remains what?
Profitable.
Ah.
What did I say?
Oh, it sounded like profiterol, but that's fine.
Hmm.
It sounded more like profiterol, and I'm only doing this because you said that I say Regalia, which I don't.
Yes, you do. Yeah, I want to do a...
it's such a good movie.
Yeah, I want to do a... And also, the thing I want to say about M. Night Shyamalan... The thing I want to say about M. Night... Okay, that kind of got me out of it.
The thing I want to say about M.
Hmm. Yes, Bond, go ahead and say it.
Fuckable handsome. Fuckable handsome. Yum, so wait,
all the agents in Bond are given numbers, and all the like desk people have numbers, have letters.
Have letters, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So Bond is 007, and then there's just a guy called M.
What?
It's not a guy called M?
No, M is, well, I mean, it's Judi Dench in like all the movies.
All right.
And then
I've never seen
someone
a Bond.
Else in a movie. You've never seen a Bond film?
No, they look like they're boring and suck.
I mean, they are pretty boring and suck, but there is, in Die Another Day, which is the first one I saw in theaters, Pierce Brosnan is Bond.
Who's that?
He is English handsome. And he is...
That's so... And also, I don't know what you think is handsome and what people...
If he is, but I think he is. He's the guy who plays James Bond in GoldenEye also. And that's, honestly, I have no idea what else you could possibly know him from. I think he's in Mamma Mia. But he hasn't been in a movie where he's been like a fucking shark harassing a woman who's stranded offshore. So I have no idea what you could possibly have seen him in.
The two movies I've opposite seen, James Bond and Mamma Mia.
Okay. Well, like he doesn't tangle with a haunted doll. You know, I'm having trouble in his filmography looking
done.
For something.
Like that's so done. I watched that when I was 5, any haunted doll movie.
No, you've watched Annabelle very recently.
Yeah, and they're not like, they don't tickle my flaps because like Annabelle is not, she didn't look like that. It was much more scary to read about the Raggedy Ann doll that people actually thought was haunted. Because Hasbro didn't plan for this, you know?
Anyway, in Die Another Day, the whole film is very misguided in what it thinks is cool in that the secret gadget of the Bond car is that it turns invisible. And so if you're like a car guy who's like enjoying looking at the Aston Martin, well, now you're not looking at it anymore.
But the camera work when they're following the invisible car. Mwah.
Oh, they really keep track of the damn thing, I think.
Dude.
But then they have Bond has like, I have no idea any part of this movie. None of it has stuck with me except this, because it was also in the film clip for the song Die Another Day.
That's right. I'll die another day.
That's right.
That one, right?
Yes, and that song is sung by Madonna. And in the movie...
Oh, that's why it sounds like that.
In the movie, James Bond is having a fencing fight with someone.
No.
And he's like, he's fighting past someone. And I think either the instructor or someone they fight past is Madonna. And she's like, And that's stuck with me. The look she gives him, being like, that stuck with me. Not because it was cool or anything, but because at the age, whatever age I was when it came out, I remember being like, oh, that's Madonna. Wow.
How did they get her?
When you're like young enough to be told something's impressive and you're like, whoa, that's
Madonna.
Impressive.
Yeah.
How'd they get her?
Yeah.
She did the song.
There's a thing that always got my goat about one of my favorite movies ever.
What, a tin can? Or perhaps a thin rope attached to a peg in the ground. Oh, I hope it's not a large eagle. Got your goat.
All
what?
Three
Chicago,
of those things,
Chicago Bulls?
Four things.
LA Lakers?
Five things can get my, yep.
You know?
We were having fun yesterday watching. Tom pulled up the people that that, like, what is it? What are these suits where you glide?
Oh my God, the wingsuit.
The wingsuit. Yeah. Tom brought up a couple of videos of different wingsuit gliders, like doing you just the scariest shit, like on YouTube, floating between fucking like crevasses and like just you could just splat into some fucking rocks. Yeah. And as soon as they got over the top of beautiful tall trees, I just could not help but imagine just watching them glide forward and then just hearing and then just like clank.
Yeah, just
eagles gotcha going way up.
Oh no.
And then getting dropped into the biggest nest. Huge ET looking motherfucking little birds.
Cheap.
It's actually not. It's actually quite an expensive hobby if you think about it. And the life insurance, you wouldn't imagine. You wouldn't because you're too young.
You surely can't get life insurance on your hobby of jumping from a cliff.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
It's so crazy.
It's so fucking scary.
Yes. Last night.
Do you have to tell people that, like, that's your hobby? Like, if you go and get life insurance?
I thought you meant, do you have to tell people that it's scary before they try it?
No.
Surely.
Do you have to tell, like, if you have dangerous hobbies or, like, egregiously dangerous hobbies when you're trying to get life insurance? Or is it just if it's your. Well, I thought it was just if it was your job.
I think you do. I think it would. And also, well.
What if you just do it once?
Well, because you'd be applying for. Like life insurance that covers loss of life in like an activity that you opt into, like
It's like act of God type stuff. I mean, just like it doesn't cover act of God, and it also doesn't cover like you chose to do something really, really stupid and dangerous.
Yeah, it's funny to think about like they're trying to get that through as an act of God, and the insurance agent being like, I don't see any supernatural or out of the ordinary influence in this.
Okay,
this seems pretty cut and dry.
But while I was in the air, I changed my name to God.
Well, there you
go.
Interesting. And so?
And?
He's moving a chess piece.
And here's my
He's son. Moving a chess piece, putting himself in check. Because, you know, he's not, he's up in the air so much. He's not playing the fucking game.
No. Doesn't know how. Put all of his, rolled his dice into going up there. And here's my son, Beezus. You spelt it wrong again.
I'm going up in the air.
I'll be back. What?
Slamming the door to the plane. God, bloody heck.
Not again.
I think one of the things that must make that cliff diving shit feel good is that they don't, I don't know if they get like helicoptered up there or whatever. Like obviously it varies from place to place, but it would feel so good to have hiked all the way up there and then like, wee.
Yeah. That's something I think I was telling you about this lady the other day. I think her first name was Jane and her last name was Kopke, who survived a plane crash when she was 17. Did I tell you about her?
I don't think so. This is hard for Demi to nail down because she does love to tell me about people who are surviving plane crashes.
Wow, that's nice.
One of your interests.
She was really cool.
Yes.
She was like 17. She was really nearsighted and she lost her glasses in the plane crash because basically the plane was going and then her chair went.
And then what?
And then, literally her chair went thunk and was out of the plane.
No.
But because there was so much, I think it was something to do with the way the direction of the wind that day was making the wind so hot underneath her that the way she landed, she did break a couple bones, but she just didn't die because it was like the heat underneath her and the velocity like just heated up the air and she landed.
Right.
And didn't
so,
die.
So yeah, she wasn't going at terminal velocity.
Yeah. It was okay. I mean, I'm not a science genius, but there is a reason. It was like there was something to do with the temperature and the speed of the wind underneath her that she like landed in her seat and was like, what the fuck?
With what you just said, when it left the plane, because you just did thunk. Would you mind describing what happened to it?
Apparently, so her quote was, my seat didn't leave the plane left me. So basically she was like, oh my God, the plane's nosediving. Clingy. And then the next second she was like, I'm not in the plane anymore.
Oh,
it was like
outside. Well, hey, good news about the plane.
Yeah.
not your problem.
Yeah. And then she landed. She had like one sandal on and like a like strappy dress because she was going on a holiday with her mum.
Oh, my God.
And then and she was really nearsighted. Her glasses were gone. Mm. And then she landed and she was like, what the fuck? And looked down. She apparently couldn't feel any pain at all, but her collarbone was outside of her body.
Yeah.
And then she survived like 2 weeks in the wilderness because she just knew so much about it and was like, anyway, at some point there were like a lot of maggots in my collarbone, so I had to find some help.
Ugh.
And she did, and apparently like, she came out of the wilderness and found this hut, and these guys were like, what the fuck is going on? Brought her back to this village they were from, and everyone in the village was like, you brought a river ghost to us.
Yeah.
So she was like, have I not been through enough?
Oh, my God. I don't know how I would prove that I'm not a river ghost.
Yeah.
I think I would start doing a friendly jig.
Yeah.
But even, I don't know that I could, yeah, with the collarbone stuff.
Anyway, I have her book, and that's why I've been thinking about it. I think it's called, like, The Day I Fell from the Sky or When I Fell from the Sky.
Yeah,
I can't remember
what
it's called, but I've been reading it, and it's really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Anyway, the whole thing about it was that at one point she, like, it takes her, like, 9 hours to climb up this, like, kind of steep slope because she's like, oh, there's... I need to get a little bit away from the river because I need to try and get dry for when I go to sleep in the freezing cold. And it takes her like 9 hours to get up this slope that's probably like 15 feet high.
Yeah.
And then she just like slips. And she's like, what the fuck?
Oh. Like,
but
she's getting over it.
She's getting over it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
The book I've been reading recently, and welcome everybody to the first ever edition of the Big Soft Titty Book Corner.
Can you imagine that we're reading books?
There's some pictures in mine, if that helps.
There's no
pictures
in mine.
But they are calligraphy drawings of, like, the kind of, I don't know where their provenance is from or whatever.
Yeah. My other book has a lot of atrocities.
Yeah, that's kind of like a picture, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
In that you can, because a picture you see when you look at it, an atrocity you see it when you close your eyes.
Yeah.
The book I've been reading is about Santoka, the Japanese
Chip.
Haiku poet, who is awesome. I love him very much. He's just a big time fuck up, and he leaves his wife and child to deal with some stuff. He's a drunk, and then he becomes a Zen monk after just standing in front of a streetcar and it's stopping and everyone being like, what do we do here? And then an abbot just comes by and is like, come with me, champ.
Aww.
Yeah, becomes a wandering Zen monk who just writes haiku and devotes his entire life to haiku. But the book is incredibly thorough in not romanticizing that and being like, look, this guy had a rough fucking time.
Yeah,
like, it's not
yeah.
like you have, you know, the scene of the Incredible Hulk TV show at the, you know, every one of it ended with like a guy walking down the road, just like kind of romantically. This one's like, no, he like, it sucks to walk around that much. And all, he didn't have any teeth when he died.
Oh.
I mean, like, no one did. It was the fucking 1930s when he died. But it's fucking great. I love it. And also haikus rule because they're like
poems.
Say
your favorite thing about it. I know that you're holding it back. Say your favorite thing about him.
The best thing about it is, well, I don't know. The thing that I've been able to present to other people is my favorite thing about it because it's not too fucking wanky, is it fucking rules reading haikus by this guy that are just like, here I am once again shitting in the bushes. And it's like, yeah, that is.
Yay!
Yeah, that is it. It's not just fucking looking out at your fucking combed temple garden.
Uh-huh.
He's finding oneness, being like, I am so cold. Oh, no. guy fucking rules.
Really cool.
Hearty recommendation.
Good guy. Do you want to hear about Cowboy Bob?
Yeah, but why don't we take a break first?
Aw.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was a weird guttural burp. I don't even think the audience would have been able to hear that.
I was hoping you didn't hear it, honestly.
I heard it a lot, but then you said also sorry. So what were you going to cover with that the sorry was about if I hadn't heard the burp?
I was going to say sorry for disappointing you and saying that we have to take a break.
You've never disappointed me even once.
Wow. Well, hey, we have a break coming up. Demi, the ads is probably going to be... It's either going to be for joining the police force, the army, possibly the navy.
I don't even know whether they do. Like, I haven't heard the ads for our podcast in a while. Let us know what the ads most recently have been.
Someone was telling, I saw some comment that was like, yeah, no, for me, for a while there, they were all for becoming a prison guard.
Oh, God. don't. You'll make a me. My parents were prison guards.
Sometimes when a prison guard loves another prison guard very well, just
a
enough.
Bit, yeah, like for 10 minutes.
They make the most beautiful mistake of their lives. There she is.
That's me. And I didn't turn out so good, I guess.
No, you're beautiful. And anyone would be happy to have a Demi.
Maybe. Nah, I'm a little pig. All right, we'll see you in a minute.
Bye. Welcome back from the ads.
Can I please tell you about Cowboy Bob?
Okay, yes, you can tell me about Cowboy Bob.
Okay, so I forgot what year
it was. I just blacked out. I have no idea what I just said.
Okay, well, never mind.
I know I wasn't myself.
Don't even worry about it then.
What was your question?
How pretty do you think I look today?
1,000,000% pretty.
It's not true and it's making me sad.
You look really pretty.
I'm a fat little piggy.
No, you're not. You look gorgeous.
I love to wriggle.
Yeah, I know that, but you look really nice, dipshit. You look really nice.
Thank you.
There, fucking take that compliment, dipshit.
Well, you don't take your compliments. You're so handsome and
That's
wonderful.
Allowed. Fuck you. But look, you know, you're very beautiful and you look just wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Right. Well, now the audience has finished vomiting. Hopefully they can start mopping the side of their mouths.
Ooh, dab, dab, dab.
Oh, hey, I hope you enjoyed that one, Zoomers. Tell me about Cowboy Bob.
Can I use your phone for 1 second to just remember the first date of their crime?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let me... there you are. I'm getting away from the tabs I have open, which are for the game Devil May Cry 3, seeing if I'd like it.
Yep.
And from the Magic the Gathering Secret Lair series.
And you know you didn't have to say that out loud, and you should have said that it was pornography, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
I wish I'd said it was porno.
Yeah. Cowboy Bob was a bank robber.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that I'm so obsessed with, here we go. Okay, so this bank robber was born in 1944. They died in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they got famous as a bank robber was because they were so incredibly what?
I'm trying to work out if you're saying what their pronouns are or whatever.
What do you mean?
You keep saying they.
Well, they were discovered to be a woman after they robbed a bunch of banks in it.
Gotcha. I mean, it's not that much of a twist if you are being cool and respecting the thing, but yet just someone born at that time and being called Cowboy Bob and then you're referring to them as them. I was like, this is...
Anyway, Peggy Jo Tallis was born in 1944. She started robbing banks. Everyone thought she was really cool. Well, they thought Cowboy Bob was really cool because he used to just like hand them a note and be like, no marked bills, give me all the money in the till.
Yep.
And then apparently one day she got such like a big score at one of the banks in like, I don't know, her third or fifth bank robbery or whatever. Yep. Like she got such a good score that she like tipped her hat to this lady and they were like, oh. Like, but then they like... they found the car, like the stolen car, and it was like her brother, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was her cousin was like, oh, yeah, I gave it to – no, it was her brother. I gave it to my sister and my mum because, like, my mum is sick. Mm. My sister can't afford a car. So, like, I gave him that car. So they went and staked it out, and they were like, that must be Cowboy Bob's girlfriend getting into the car. And,
of
like,
course.
Went around the corner
Thank
and were
God.
Like, what's – like what's going on? She was like, I mean, you can search my apartment. It's just like my sick mother in there. And they like searched the apartment, and just by chance, they like found a mannequin head with a wig and beard on it.
Just by chance.
Well, I mean, no. Like they were about to leave, and one guy was like, oh, we didn't check this cupboard.
We didn't check the mannequin cupboard, boys. Yeah. Whoa, yeah. The boyfriend must be. But keeping his body somewhere else.
But then also, because she never used a gun, they only gave her like 33 months in jail.
Mm.
32 months, actually, I think. And then she got let out and then just like lived this life and moved away because everyone was like, did you hear what Peggy did?
Yeah.
And then when she was 60, She started bank robbing again.
Yo.
And then, well, like, she was just driving around in an RV and there was tons of bank robberies happening, and they thought it was a gang because it was in an RV, and they were like, that's why they go in an RV, because it's like slow. Nobody would like think about it being a getaway
car. She'd aged back into being like an invisible woman again.
Yeah.
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 God damn.
And then like they caught her, but she did get shot by cops because she had a toy gun and was like, you'll never take me alive. And they shot her. But apparently the guy who had been chasing her when she was way younger, who was like the only one that was like, I don't think we're done with this bank robber, and like found out that he was a lady. Apparently when they called him, they were like, hey, we have some bad news about your old nemesis. And he was like, say it ain't so. Because he was like, oh no, not Peggy.
Yeah.
Yeah. God pretty cool. Damn.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I love a bank robber who robs with I was about to say I love a bank robber who robs with a pen. And then I was like, maybe she had a gun.
She didn't have a gun.
That's cool.
No, she never ever threatened anybody.
Fuck, I love the balls in it. And you know what? It's so sad that that's gone.
Right?
Because back in the day, if you just had access to a single wig, a piece of paper, they actually probably have the piece of paper there.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably have the pen there. So all you need is the wig and the beard.
But you can't take the pen with you.
Oh, God. I'll be having all the money in your vault and this pen. Get me a sword.
You cannot take our pen.
No. Go. I'm going to be a hero. Pull out a gun, start blasting. Yeah, I like the idea of robbing a bank.
Mm. Doesn't really hurt anybody.
No, doesn't. It's
great. Banks fucking suck.
Yeah. You know what? Hey, long-time listeners might remember our episode with our friend Cam Duggan from the Mug Off.
Yes.
They recently had an Australian bank robber as a guest on their podcast.
Oh, that rules.
He is so charming. And he keeps shouting out his very hot girlfriend's personal training business.
Hell yes.
During the record, because she is there. And let me tell you, the boys are obviously quite flustered by the fact that there is a beautiful woman
very
around.
Very clearly just a very beautiful woman, because the bank robber is extremely charming. And also she's a personal trainer.
Yep. And so check out the Mug Off, spelt with two G's, if you want to hear a bank robber.
And hey, just be prepared, soft little gays that follow our podcast. Just
to be
prepared.
Clear, Duggan's a butcher, and the other two guys on there are some guy who still
wonderful
works a
cunts.
Trade. Yeah, I would say that. And
they're wonderful cunts, and they mean the absolute best.
You get the sense that the bank robber is a good heart.
Yep.
But good gracious, he's been in jail a while.
Yep. So just remember.
Yeah.
There's some stuff going on.
Yeah.
But we love them. They're good blokes.
Yeah. look, they did an episode with Cassie Workman.
Yes,
our wonderful trans friend.
We're desperately
trying to work out whether to beat a tactical retreat or a full retreat. You know? Can we minimize our losses here?
It's fucked up. We need to get Cassie on.
Yeah, that would be good. Cassie's awesome. Yeah. We have a lot of people we need to get on. However, the rough thing with that is scheduling is hard. And multiple people we've reached out to and been like, hey, we want to have you on the podcast. And they've been like, fuck yeah, awesome, let me know when. And we've been like, no.
All I needed was you to say yes.
I don't think we'll be doing that.
No, I just needed you to say that you wanted to be on, and now we'll just do it ourselves.
Uh-huh, tricked you.
Uh-huh.
No, we have to get the people.
No, we got good guests coming up. I've organized, tentative dates. I have.
You've done the thing where you
were. No. I've got dates that we need to choose between.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they this year?
What? Why is this happening to me only?
Because I remembered not to try.
Now, yeah, they're this year.
Yeah, sweet. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to have some more guests on the podcast. We love our guests. But also, there'll still be that classic Tom and Demi repartee.
I won't be there.
Okay. I guess people can send in ideas for things to me to talk about.
What's your favorite thing about me?
It's hard to pick. Choosing the strategy of answering honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the sense of humor.
Mm, yeah.
I mean that's it's hard to.
Both of our. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Mm.
Mm.
My favorite thing about you is how much you like me.
You You make me feel really popular. Oh, hey. Cool.
Nah, I love you so much.
Yeah, I'm nice and reliable that way.
You're so funny. You're so nice to me.
Come on.
Don't.
Okay.
I love you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody.
No,
the podcast's not ending.
Not ready.
I just wanted to say it.
No, you didn't know.
I did know.
You were guessing.
No.
Can you see the number?
No, but I can guess.
What do you think it's on? What do you think the number's on for the second half? What do you think the number's on?
I would say 12.
No, bullshit, stupid, very close though.
What is it?
9:59.
Okay.
Bitch.
Excuse me?
I wasn't even talking to you and you're so sensitive.
I was kidding, and you're a loser.
I was kidding, and you're gay.
No, I mean, oh, hey, whatever.
What?
Whatever. I kind of had my ideal occupation last night, Demi.
Beautiful.
Where our friend Scott came over, and I was sort of a YouTube sommelier for quite a while.
I think I picked out a couple of things, but it's fine.
You absolutely did, but I feel like that is the one situation where I'm like, now this I know what to do.
Okay. Because I feel like I contributed.
But you did. I'm saying that this is the only fucking skill I have.
Okay. I feel like I was part of it too.
Okay, loser. What are you doing? You're trying to jump on my fucking sinking ship? Yeah. Yeah, you know YouTube videos as well.
I love being here. I can't even play the violin. It sounds so bad, and I'm making everybody on the Titanic want to kill themselves.
The rest of the band jumped off.
They're running towards the bow.
Yeah.
Which one's the bow?
I think the... Wait.
Fuck, is that the front?
The stern is the... aft, which is so the stern.
Hold on, wait, no, the stern can't be the aft because the aft is the stern. And
what?
Wait, no, the stern can't be the aft because the aft is something different.
Okay, let's think of a ship.
Okay,
it doesn't need to be as big as the Titanic. Ooh, don't stress yourself out.
Okay, bow of the boat, I actually think is the front. So they would have been running towards the middle of the ship because that was the bit that went down first.
Why would you go to the middle? Because it's going down first.
Because I'm talking about the person badly playing the violin, and then I kill myself.
Oh, and then running away from it. Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay, so wait, the bow is the frontest. What is the left and the right?
I thought maybe the prow was the side.
Okay, but I'm saying bow. Is bow of the ship just the rim? What are the bits of the ship?
Okay.
Hard to starboard. So what is starboard?
Port and starboard are...
Left and right, but what are they?
Port is left, I think.
Why do you know it? Because port has four letters.
Yes. Now... Jib, I know that from the phrase, I like the cut of your jib, which means it must be somewhere near the front.
No, I think it's ropes.
Oh,
no. It's either ropes or sails.
Fuck, you're right, because you cut against the wind.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right. Bow, I actually think might bow of the ship. I reckon actually bow is like the bit you can lean over. So then I think... Or is that?
So maybe it's like at the front to the side. Like it's not the absolute front, but it's like you go up to... It's like where you'd stand to be like, hey, look at all this stuff we're heading towards.
Yeah.
Ocean.
But I wonder whether it could also be the sides. Like the bow of the starboard side.
If it's
side
just
or whatever.
Like the border of the ship.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we think that... So aft is back?
I think so, because aft is after
the front.
It's after you see the rest
it's
of the ship.
It's after you see the other bit, then you look at the bum.
You're like, oh, wow, that was an awesome ship.
Yeah.
What am I going to look at after I'm done with the middle?
Well.
Ah.
All right.
I guess I'll look at the afterwards.
Okay, so what about, what's the wheel then?
Now, what do you mean the wheel? Are you listening to you just heard a car passing by and you're looking around with like the biggest grin on your face.
Because it sounded so fun.
Yeah. It
sounded like a wonky-tonky old ronky, you know? You know, and they're like,
yeah.
And they're like, gada.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, wait, what were we talking about? Which
Chips.
Part of the ship?
Okay. Okay, brig, jail. Brig is jail.
The brig is the jail. Now, you were asking about a wheel of some sort.
I want to know what the steering wheel is meant to be called, I forget.
Isn't it the, well, I don't know what it would be called, but it would certainly be, now the mainsail is the mainsail.
Ooh, we got a rudder. There's a rudder around.
The rudder is at the back of the ship.
Yeah,
right?
And it's like, it's what the wheel is, I think it... is. No, I think it's what the wheel is turning. Is it not?
That's what I thought, yeah.
Because the sails do some of it to like catch the wind, but then the rudder is attached to the wheel, I think, and it like turns, it turns like the fins.
Yeah, because on like a tiny ship, you would use the rudder by just twisting like a thing side to side.
And it's like at the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this complicated by the fact that we're talking about like five ship types at once?
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Because there's little ships are called like...
Oh, I mean, there's so many things. They're called skiffs, junks.
Is it junk? What's junk?
A junk is a Chinese ship, I think. It's like a style of Chinese ship that's very
big
flat.
Coal.
Come on. It is. I remember from seeing that in Age of Empires 2
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, and a bullshit and being like, is like a Greek ship.
And, no, I just remember seeing it and being like, that's rude.
Yeah,
and
right?
then finding out like, oh, okay. Mm. It's what you guys actually called it. Okay, I'm going to look up the prow of the ship.
Okay.
Okay.
Prow is not one that immediately comes to mind when I think of ships. I think of like, fore aft. Yeah. Fore, right? Fore?
Yes.
Fore aft.
And then the stern is at the fore. I think the prow would also be at the fore.
Prow is definitely front ways.
Yeah, it's definitely giving front.
It's giving front.
It's serving front.
I'm serving front.
Prow typically refers to the front part of a ship, the pointy bit that cuts through the water.
Nice, but that's not, okay, but that, okay, so is the bow, though, the bit that you stand on that's at the front? Because that's what I was sort of imagining.
Oh, I'm on the prow. I'm on the bow. I'm above the prow.
I'm on the prowl for
that's
the bow.
That's where I am now.
Now.
The bow is the forward part of the hull of a ship or boat.
Yo!
The point that is usually most forward when the vessel is underway.
Okay, so we got crow's nest. That's the big bit. We don't have to worry about that.
But Demi, terrible what? News.
Oh, no.
The aft end of the boat is no. the stern. So prow is to stern as fore is to aft.
Why is that bad? Why is that bad news?
Because we thought I thought the stern was at the front, I think.
No, no, babe. I said the stern was at the back. I said the aft was the stern.
Oh, good. Well, in that case, I agreed with that, and I retroactively think that I was right. Prow may be used as a synonym for bow, or it may mean the forwardmost part of the bow above the waterline. You guys got to get on over to land and start using regular words.
Hey, grow up.
Yeah. I need you to start referring to the ship as, like, car.
Yeah.
Oh, you at the headlights?
What's the bosun again? Does he look at the map or does he raise the anchor?
The bosun, now this is the problem. I think of the bosun as kind of the friend of the captain.
I think of the bosun as the ugly guy who runs around in a circle on like Davy Jones's ship.
He seems like a guy that could be, he's not a strong ally to the captain. He's not strong enough to be like the person who betrays him and the captain's like, that really fucking hurts.
He's
but
not,
he's like someone who of importance.
Okay, so he's like, he's not an assistant, he's an underling. But he's still way. Okay, can you find out
I've
what a bosun
looked it up.
Is?
A bosun is a ship's officer in charge of equipment and the crew. So he's in charge of fucking everything?
Well.
I mean, I guess not the steering
not
of the ship.
Not the maps, not the, like, what the ship's made out of, not the emotions.
Yeah.
Not the fish.
Mm. Who could
no
be in
one's
charge
in charge
of the, fish,
of the water except for, what's that guy's name?
The bosun is short for Poseidon, I think you're
yes,
thinking of,
thank
maybe.
You.
The bosun is short for the boatswain. So if we just work backwards and think what a swain is and how that would apply to a boat.
Swain.
Swirled.
Tom. We're made for each other, but that's a problem because I was about to say Swain's World. Thank you so much for listening to Big Soft Titty Dot Tiff. I wish we weren't like this.
This is a regular episode.
It's what? Oh, no.
No, I take it back. I take it back.
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, to Big Soft Titty Dot Tiff. We
this
love
is a main
you.
Episode.
What? Thanks, everybody, for listening to BigSoftTitty.tiff. Oh, my God.
Which one is it?
It's PNG. Okay. God damn it. So stupid. Thanks, everybody, for listening to BigSoftTitty.png. We are so crazy in love with you.
We are, and I want to do anything that you need.
Yeah.
I want to provide for you, even to the detriment of myself. I know doesn't sound healthy, but it's what I like.
It honestly feels too good.
It's self-care to me.
It's self-care. It's honestly, it feels so good to sacrifice myself to you that it can't be bad.
I don't want you to ever feel negative unless that's, I don't know, I'm not going to yuck your yum. And I will make you feel negative if it's what you need, but I don't want you to suffer.
Tell you a phrase that I really fucking hate. Yuck your yum.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's so disgusting to me.
Tell you a phrase I really love.
Something that means that that isn't as yucky. Go ahead.
But above a bar, I'm loving it. But yuck your yum does need to go.
It's so fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
What now, about Tom, hey, Tom, do you know what you're doing right now?
I'm not doing that. It's nobody's fucking yum. Also, what the fuck is yum?
Yummy.
Yeah, but it's not a fucking noun.
Bye, everybody.
I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm fucking old.
What?
I don't know. Maybe kids are using it. Maybe they're like, I'm yumming.
I'm yumming.
Look, I'm yumming right now.
I'm yumming right now.
Why
I'm yumming.
What? I don't want to cuck your cum.
Ooh, that's really good.
It sounds awesome.
I don't want to cuck your cum, but maybe they do.
I don't want to gruck your num.
I don't want to. I don't want to fuck your mum.
Take that back.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, you should be. Oh, mum, you didn't hear that, did you?
Oh, no.
No. What did she say? She's gorgeous.
All
mummy,
right, bye.
Mummy.
Bye.
Mummy, mummy, beautiful.
Say goodbye
mummy.
To them. Did you say who? Mummy, mummy, beautiful bummy?
Mummy, mummy, beautiful mummy.
Oh, okay.
Mummy, mummy, gorgeous bummy.
She does have gorgeous bummy.
Don't say that about my fucking mummy.
What do you want?
Okay, goodbye.
No, let's talk about this. Bye.
You gonna fucking press it?
See, how does it feel? Now I'm in charge of the buttons. Pig. Like this? I can just stroke it. Doing little circles on it.
Don't stroke the stop recording
button. Bet you wish that was your ass rim.
That seems like something Russell Brand would do.
Yeah.
Recording his little fucking podcast. Ugh. Yuck. I tell you what, the...
Bet you remember this is the time you almost caught Russell Brand.
He is essentially doing the Captain Jack Sparrow podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. God, and they're both queer baiting.
No, he's not. He's doing some worse stuff now.
Is he?
He's gone strange.
Oh, we can talk about it next time.
Yeah, it's not like it's nothing interesting. Okay. He just is like one of those fucking grifters.
Bye.
Bye.